And that was one of my proudest moments, holding that mom muffin top, called my mom jelly, and just saying, look at this. This doesn't take away from anything that you see, anything that I do for you, the way that I love you. And she was like, huh. And I'm like, I love my body. I love even the extra parts that I want to work on, you know, but like I had to talk to her from a place where I just kind of stood up on the inside and said, no, not my girls, not on my watch.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller, Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Hey, fourth chair friends. This week we are tackling a hot topic. There is a lot of chatter about body shaming, you know, in our culture, and we have decided to go at it from a different angle. So this week we are talking about body unshaming.
Yeah. So I know that if I asked this confession question from a negative view, there would be people who could answer instantly, but we don't want to do that at all. So the confession question today is this: what part of the way you look do you really like?
You know, I love my smile and my lips, you know, like my mom has these gorgeous lips and she's blonde and green eyes and she's beautiful. And I never really looked like her, but I have her mouth. And I love that. I love that my sister and I, we all have kind of the same smile, and my daughters have it too. So I love that.
Yeah. Have you always been able to appreciate that?
No. I mean, like I've had 3 major face injuries, you know, I'm very clumsy. And so I have a man-made dimple. And, you know, I think that we never really appreciate ourselves. And as a 40-year-old looking back at my 20-year-old self, I'm like, you were ridiculous. Yeah. You know, like, why did you not love that? But I will say I was trim and all of that. But then I was able to become a mom and I gained 70 pounds. And I loved having a baby bump. I did not love being 70 pounds like a lot of women, but like my body was able to bring life into the world, and that was amazing. And so, yeah, things are stretched out, but I really like what's come from all of this.
Yeah. Well, this question is I think hard for us to answer because it feels boastful.
It does.
It feels countercultural. So I'm just going to jump in like I'm diving off of a 10-foot diving board. I like my ankles. I do. I like my ankles, not just because they hold me up.
Look at them right now.
I know. Like, please put them up on the table.
Look at those ankles.
That I like my ankles because I like them. I don't even know why.
She's got great legs. I'm going to go up.
Nicely.
Yeah. She's got great legs.
Well, thank you. Now, see, I'm over here. I'm completely blushing and red. It's hard for us to do this.
Yes. But don't you think we should call it out in people that we love and say, you're beautiful. I love that Holly is so tally. please edit that out. Like,
keep it in.
Okay, no. I love that Holly is super tall. She's like my supermodel blonde friend, you know? And I'm her short little hobbit friend. No. But, like, I love that she's tall and long-legged. I love it.
But I do think it's harder to call it out in ourselves.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, you've got
to my turn.
You have to do it.
Yeah, it's true. When we were going to ask it the other way, like, what do you not like? Like, I could come up with a lot, but I had to think about, like, what do I like? So I settled on, I like my cheeks, the ones on my face. I used to not like them at all. I was so self-conscious about them. I always got teased about them. People would call me cheeks, and you know, they always made me like cute, I felt like, instead of, you know, stunning, like when you're a teenage girl and you want to you don't want to be cute anymore. So I was always self-conscious about them. I always said if I could change one thing about myself, that's what I'd change.
And you've come to love.
And then one day I went to the grocery store and I was at the deli counter, and this sweet girl was waiting on me. And when she handed me what I'd ordered, she said, "You have a kind face." And I got in the car and I thought, huh, you know, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, I do. And it's because of those cheeks, you know, like I don't know if I could look mean because of the cheeks. Yeah. So I thought, I like that I have a face that looks welcoming.
Yeah.
And then all the women in my family have these same cheeks. Aww. You know, like you can look back for generations and just see, like, that's the part of us that we all look similar.
Yeah. I was in a huge crowd of people a couple of weekends ago, and we had taken one of our littles to a theme park. So it was crazy packed. And I started noticing people that somebody would walk by me and I would think, man, she's got a beautiful smile. Or somebody else would come by and I would think, wow, you know, this or that about this person is really beautiful. And what's funny is I know this because I know women.
Yeah.
I know that if I had said to her, wow, your curly hair is just beautiful, she might say, man, I've hated my curly hair my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing, it's like it's so hard to control.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we do that. But what I do know is we live in a culture right now where on social media, we don't say it out loud because we're not that brave. We do it in a really cowardly way. We go online and we tell people all their flaws. Or somebody who's in the public eye will post a picture and it'll be like, you know, how dare you show, I don't know, your stretch marks, or man, you need to lose. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, stop.
Yeah, I don't
stop.
Like that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. I think it's really important. And I can be shy and not want to like talk to people. But when I see someone and I see something that's so beautiful, I will say that. I do that all the time. I think that it connects us. There's something about looking in someone's eyes and saying, you are so beautiful, and just calling that out.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy that, because it can change everything. And I've noticed in myself that you say someone will compliment me and I'm like, oh, but look at this flaw.
Yeah.
And I'm having to stop myself because I have two daughters that are 16 and 14 and they are listening.
Oh my goodness.
And so body and shaming is a big deal, and it starts at home, and it starts with what I say out loud.
Yeah.
It starts with what I say in the dressing room when my girls are in there and we're tight. We're girls. We don't care. We've seen all of everybody's junk, but how I talk about myself matters.
Yeah, it does.
It is. And I think that it's a holy responsibility that I take that back for my girls.
Yeah.
And say, love yourself. And I want to tell one story. Whitley was getting older and she was starting to hate her body. And I was like, when does this start in us? And I was sitting on her bed and I grabbed my stomach and I said, do you see this? And I said, is this what you see when you look at me? And she said, no. I'm like, do you see this? Do you see these scars? And she's like, no. I said, do you think that this takes away from my worth? And she's like, no. And that was one of my proudest moments, holding that mom muffin top, called my mom jelly, and just saying, look at this. This doesn't take away from anything that you see, anything that I do for you, the way that I love you. And she was like, huh. And I'm like, I love my body. I love even the extra parts that I want to work on, you know, but like I had to talk to her from a place where I just kind of stood up on the inside and said, no, not my girls, not on my watch.
Yeah. You know, I read a book one time and a statistic said that most girls have their sense of self or self-confidence in place by the age of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's 9. True. And so what we say and what we model in front of the littles in our life shapes the women that they become, mm-hmm. and it shapes how they see themselves. And I remember my daughter calling me on it one time and me just saying, man, I'm really struggling in this. And I was working hard and trying to, and it just didn't seem like it was happening. And one of my daughters is just very straightforward. She is sassy. and I love that about her. But she was like, every time you do that, that impacts the way I see myself, Mom. Because I think if she sees herself that way, how does she see me? And I'm telling you, that it was an ouch moment. And I wanted to go back and take away all those careless statements that, do you really mean them? Probably not. we even think of it as like humility. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm just being it's humble. Not. You know, and I got to say, like saying that I have, like, I like my ankles feels weird to me. And if somebody came up out of a crowd and said, hey, I like your ankles, it would feel creepy.
It would.
It would feel super creepy. But this is the deal. My husband, I can have bedhead hair, no makeup on, brontosaurus breath, you know, and I can come out and he'd be like, oh, baby, you look so sexy. And I'm thinking, you are blind. But you know what? He sees me in that light. And so for me to come back and start to say anything in response to that other than, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Well, and guys see things different. I don't know. I don't want to be general.
I don't want to be general. Like, yeah, and you get to watch me walk away while I go in there with my bad breath in the kitchen. You know, I really want us to take back this narrative. And I feel even convicted just saying, you know, I'm talking about some really brave moments where I've done well in front of my daughters, but I haven't always done well,
yeah.
You know? And so I think that that is something that we need to think about. So, and asking what's going to help us with body image, I wanted to share this story. And my husband is something else. And he just says it like it is. And he says, look, men and women will never be equal until a woman can stand in front of the mirror, bald, fat, and, you know, naked and say, I look good. And at first I was like, I'm feeling really offended. But by the end, you know, I laughed and I was like, you're right. We do not do that. We don't be like, I look good, you know, and I don't know what's going to help with that. So I'm going to throw that out there to you, ladies.
I'd be so afraid somebody would walk in, that they would see me standing there bald and fat and they'd be like, what is wrong with her? But you're right. You're right. There's something, and it's really important that we don't generalize and that we say all men think this way. But I think Jonathan's onto something. Mm-hmm. I think that what he's truly saying is that when we can look at ourselves with all of our flaws and still see the good, that there's power in that.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and like what you were saying, humility and insecurity are not the same.
They're not.
You know? And so I think that when we talk bad about God's creation, it's a slam to our creator. It's not just talking bad about us.
Yeah.
It's how he's formed us and fashioned us.
Yeah,
you know?
I actually wanted to know one day, you know, what does humble actually mean? Like in the ancient language, you know?
Yeah.
So I was very spiritual and Googled it. But I did find some good commentaries. I'm glad all that is like right there, you know? So when I looked to it, it really is the concept of bowing your heart. So we bow our hearts to God, and part of it means agreeing with what he says. Mm-hmm. So that means agreeing with, like you said, Jennifer, what he says about us. Yeah. And the psalmist said, I praise you because I'm wonderfully made. And I thought, you know, true humility leads to praise. And that is not pride, which I think is what we're afraid of a lot of times.
Yes.
Like we have this idea that like, if I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, good hair day, you know, that somehow I'm going to be overtaken by pride and, you know, become a completely selfish and arrogant person. And, you know, it's just this weird thing that we think something bad will happen if we actually feel good about who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I look at my littles, the oldest just turned 9, and I'm amazed at the pressure that the 9-year-old and the 7-year-old already feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that they have people around them, their moms and their family, that are already shaping that conversation. Yeah. But our home has to be a safe place for those girls. And not just our home, our churches, our home, our conversations, our friendships, where if somebody starts to go down that road, it's not that we shut them down or try to shame them for doing that, but to be able to say, like that person passing me at the theme park, to be able to think, man, she just laughed. That was the sweetest, most open, contagious laugh. And to be able to say to somebody, that just delighted me. That just delighted me.
Yeah. and say that to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Which I think is tricky. It does help me to think in terms of that 9-year-old girl. Like when you said that, it makes me think like, okay, what would I say to a 9-year-old girl? What would I say to my 9-year-old self? Because that's probably completely different than what we would say as a grown up. Yeah, so to me, that's a helpful reframe.
Yeah, you know? That's good.
To say, what would I say to a 9-year-old instead? And I remember being 9. Mm-hmm. I distinctly remember being 9 too. And this little boy looking right at me and saying, you're so ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you carry that. I mean, I'm in my 40s now and I still think about that sometimes. And so I think sometimes if we heard harsh things at that age, it's up to us to go back and say something different to that girl who's still in there.
Yeah. Well, and you know, somebody might be listening here and saying, you know, maybe I am struggling with weight. And I have had to go through when I came out of chemo. I struggled with gaining weight, and then I went through chemo, and I went through early menopause at the age of 31. Hey, fun. And I gained a huge amount of weight in less than 30 days because my whole metabolism, my body was under attack. And all of a sudden, I went from trying to gain weight to carrying weight that I didn't know what to do with. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important at that point that women know that they are seen and valued. We're seen and valued when we're struggling to gain weight. We're seen and valued when we're struggling to lose that weight, when our body changes, mm-hmm. and when our face, I mean, we change.
We
change. And we've got to give ourselves some grace for that and celebrate what brought those changes to us, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
So from a practical perspective, you know, women are listening, and I would be really surprised if there's anyone listening who doesn't struggle with this. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't struggle with it, then please come to the Facebook page and tell us
all your secrets. And because, post pictures. Like, I want to see you.
Yes.
And I want to celebrate.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, this is a tricky one, you know, because mm-hmm. I think we would all agree with everything we've said. It's maybe Jonathan's quote, but, you know, how do we live that out? So what's a small practical thing that we can try today?
You know what to say, like to look in the mirror, and this is going to sound super cheesy, but I'm cheesy, so I'm going to go with it. Just say out loud one thing that you love about yourself while you're looking at yourself in the mirror. How scandalous is that? But do it. And to, if you see something beautiful and good in someone else, to say it out loud to their face.
Yeah.
I think women should hear us talking so good about them to their faces and behind their backs, but especially to their faces. When we're so consumed with insecurities and self-doubt, it's just normal, right? This is something that we face. So if we can speak that out to our sisters, maybe we could just change and really be unshaming of our beauty and our body and all the things that God has made us.
Yeah. I would say thank you. Mm-hmm. Say thank you. Don't come back with something.
Yeah.
I have learned that after a lot of years of marriage, that what Richard is saying is what he believes.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of coming back with anything, just saying, thanks, babe. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And receiving it. Yes. Receive that good compliment that somebody's giving you.
Yeah. Sometimes in my head, I'll even go, so do you think this person's a liar? You know, because they're like, no. Well, then you probably should believe what they just said about you, you know?
Right.
And for me, you know, after this story I talked about in the beginning about making peace with my cheeks, you know, another thing that helped was asking the question, what if the way I look, this particular part is a part of God's purpose for me?
Yeah.
You know, like he knew that I would be in a profession where I engage with a lot of people I don't know, like at a speaking event or, you know, book signing or just in various ways. And I love that I have an approachable face, you know, and what if that's why he gave it to me? Like, what if those cheeks are there because they're exactly what I need to love well, you know? And like you're saying, Jennifer, like your body gave life.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's a powerful thing. It's that is part of God's purpose for you. So that was really, it was a perspective shift for me that, you know, if I believe every part of me is designed by him, that how could this actually be essential to what he's called me to?
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's taking it much deeper. And just remember that your words, when you're speaking them in front of that young one or even that older one that is next to you, that you're not just reflecting about your own body, you're reflecting about hers too. And so I think we need to measure and be careful with our words.
Yeah.
It's not that we're going to walk around saying, look at my ankles, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know that I've ever invited anybody to look at my ankles.
Now everybody's going to want to.
Post a pic.
You know ankles. What's really funny about that? And I just want to say this because I know we're coming to a close on this, but I have psoriasis and it's something I've had since I was 6, 7, 8 years old. And I've had it at times really, really bad. And if you've ever suffered with a skin disease, and especially one that you can't get rid of, it's hard. It's chronic. It's on my ankle. So I thought about that just a minute ago, that when I said my ankle, that's actually where I struggle with it the most. And so showing my ankles is something I don't do very often. But about 2 years ago, I thought, I'm going to wear shorts. I'm going to wear shorts. I'm not going to hide this because... Mm-hmm. Part of who I am, it's not going anywhere. And if people look and be like, oh, what's that on her ankle? Well, you know, it's part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just thought I'd share that.
Well, next week we are talking about scarred and beautiful. And I love those two words together so much.
Yeah.
And I have a resource, my book, Freedom. There's one chapter, chapter 6, that talks about dealing with your inner mean girl. And I think that that's something that's so valuable. And it was a lesson that it took me a really long time to learn. And I'm still dealing with that inner mean girl who pops up every now and then. But just know, you are so beautiful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God loves all of you, every piece of you. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Will you say the name of the book one more time?
Yes.
The whole book.
It's called Freedom, The Gutsy Pursuit of Breakthrough and the Life Beyond It.
All right, because that's what we're shooting for is freedom.
Yes.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.